Shalom and good morning. We are continuing to look at the scriptures, and we particularly want to look at the process through which children backslide. The last session, that was Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, we discovered that the one condition that makes or that makes it very easy for people to be bewitched or to be controlled in their mind is immaturity. And we discover that when you're immature, you are no, even though you are the owner or you have everything as an heir, you are no different than a slave. And so there are times when children are slaves. It is a very pathetic situation for children to be slaves. It's a very pathetic situation when people who have a hospital, they die of sickness. When people who have food and they get emaciated, they get impoverished, or they get sick and they have food and they got hospital, they cannot be treated. It's very dangerous when somebody have a good house but cannot live in it because of immaturity. You have a good bed, but you cannot enjoy sleep because of immaturity, because you're not able to access. You're not able to access this help, this inheritance. And we discovered that though we have got inheritance in heaven, we need to appropriate it here on earth and use it in our time. We are expanding the kingdom of God here on earth. And so Paul talked about immaturity. So let's see the stages through which these people backslidden. Let's look at how these people accommodated Paul when he first went to Galatia or Galatia province, and how they turned back. And you discover that Paul will be saying very, very powerful words, showing how he first came to them and how they opened their hearts and how they took Paul. They never looked at his weaknesses. He preached out of some weaknesses, but they never looked at that. At one time, Paul would be saying that even though they looked at him as an angel of the light, as Christ himself, but then he is asking, what has become of you? So let's look at how they have backslidden and how they have been alienated and how they have been separated from their father and from Christ. So let's go from verses 11 again. Let's start from there. Galatians chapter 4 and verses 11. He says, I fear for you. Perhaps all my hard work with you was for nothing. Let's hear what he says. What is that hard work for his? Dear brothers and sisters, I prayed with you to live as I do in freedom from these things. For I have become like you Gentiles, free from those laws. So you see, the Gentiles were being lured to follow the Jewish laws. And Paul is saying, look, I'm a Jew by birth, but I'm not following those laws. How come that you Gentiles want to follow or are lured, or are forced, or are manipulated to follow Jewish laws? Well, a Jew like me, I have become like you Gentiles. So don't become under the law. Don't get under the law again. Then he says, you did not mistreat me when I first preached to you. So he reckoned how they began. Surely you remember that I was sick when I first brought you the good news. So you see, many times we do not know that Paul was sick. Paul was a healer. God used him to heal. But he acknowledges that when he first came to you, I was sick. When did Paul get sick? If you connect from there, we had not heard of Paul maybe at one time becoming sick. But we can connect maybe his sickness by the stoning. You remember when he went to Galatia the first time, he was stoned and left for dead. But when believers, brothers, saluted him, in fact, he was even taken outside the cities to be left to die. And so for them, the people who stoned him, they believed that they left a dead man. But God raised him. He came back to life. But it shows that this is the time he had gone to the first, not to that heaven. He'll be talking about, you know, in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he talked about, I know of a man 14 years ago who was taken to that heaven. It could have been that that was the time he was taken to heaven when he was stoned, probably. But when he came back to life, it proved that he, maybe the stoning left him very sick. And the sickness, he alludes even to something in verse 14 and 15. But even though my condition tempted you to reject me, you did not despise me or turn me away. No, you took me and cared for me as though I was an angel from God or even Jesus Christ himself. You see, he preached out of a very despised condition. He had a sickness that they could have rejected him. He had a condition. He says, but even though my condition tempted you to reject me, you did not despise me. So look at how they, when you take the gospel, you don't even despise the person who brings the gospel. Because the gospel makes you to accommodate all this. They took him as an angel of God, even as Jesus Christ himself. Then 15, he says, where is that joyful and grateful spirit you felt then? Now, you see, he now shows them how they have backslidden. You did this. You accepted me. You did not reject me. You took me as you take Christ. You took me as an angel of light. But where is that joyful? This is New Living Translation. Where is that joyful and grateful spirit you felt then? I am sure you'd have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. Now, here, Paul alludes that probably part of the problem that they could have rejected him is concerning something to do with eye. That's why they're saying, I'm sure you could have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. So this shows that Paul had a problem of an eye. Maybe when he was stoned, part of his eyes were injured. And he'll be talking about how he write with the big letters. And this problem of the eye, maybe this is what he's alluding to, that they could have rejected him. But he said, if it were possible, they could have given him their own eye. Have I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? Now he starts asking them, you have changed now. Have I become your enemy? Now that means that the people, the false teachers, could have used even his condition to despise him, to make him look bad person. Then he says, those false teachers are so eager to win your favor, but their intentions are not good. So he tells them, it is the problem. These are the people who have who are actually bewitching you. Those false teachers, they are eager to win your favor by despising me, but their intentions are not good. They are trying to shut you off from me, so that you will pay attention only to them. You see, this is what the Bible says, that the method they used is to cut off, is to alienate Paul's disciples, or the Galatians from Paul. The Bible says that in John 10:10, the enemy came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You see, for the enemy to destroy and to kill, he must first of all steal. Now, this is what you're saying. They're trying to shut you off from me so that you may not pay attention to me. You may only pay attention to them. If someone is eager to do good things for you, that's all right. But let them do it at all the time, not just when I am with you. Oh, my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and will continue until Christ is fully developed in your lives. I wish I were with you right now so I could change my tone, but at this distance, I don't know how else to help you. So Paul is saying that I am laboring again so that Christ will be developed in you. In other words, they had lost the true gospel even, and they have become slaves again. That's the process. He showed how they met and how now they are, and how these false teachers have been able to separate them. Father, we ask that you may help us not to leave the right gospel. Help us to remember how we first came to you, and the experience that you gave us, and how you converted us, how you changed us from the situation that we are in. Lord, we want to hold on to Jesus until the last time, until he comes again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.